Station and Plus discount.
Sing that way. I know. How do you do that?
I'm so stuck on bringing you down this one?
Yeah.
You just talk through your nose.
You have to what?
You have to talk through your nose.
Talk from your nose?
Yeah, sing from your nose. That's like a Britney Spears thing.
Ew,
baby, one more time.
Richie, I was just looking on the camera, the video stream of the Good Day Show.
That looks scary.
Thank you.
A little bit, yeah.
All right, 7 and change after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program moving along now with Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio joining Jennifer and Rich and Clay and me and Anna Maria Alberghetti is here.
Whatever her last name is.
Right? I just laughed. You can't get your radio name out of my mind, and
Madonna, just one name.
You're right.
There you go. Happy New Year, everybody.
Right, that's Rosemary and Anne Marie. Here she is.
There you go.
One of the baby boomers. The boomer broads, in fact. The new year is upon us. The new year has brought about resolutions. I have to look no further than our new sponsor, MetaFast, helping people with safe, simple, satisfying, and supported meals, the program that we get onto when we stay on it. You say resolutions, smemolutions.
Resolutions, yeah, really.
What's a smemolution?
Resolution is like, I don't believe in that. I don't believe in them.
You believe in the tooth fairy?
I believe in that.
You believe in Santa Claus? You believe in the Easter Bunny?
I believe in all of those more than I believe in New Year's resolutions.
I have to beg to differ.
Because you're a failure at it, Anne-Marie, and you don't like failure.
No, no. Au contraire.
Really, what's the last New Year's resolution that you resolved to do that you were successful doing?
Well, I make resolutions all year.
Well, okay, but let's have one of them that you've worked on and has worked for you.
Okay, to do something grand in honor of my milestone birthday in 2010, and I did. Jumped out of a plane.
There you go. And what, 10,000 feet?
6,000 feet. Only 6,000 feet.
You coward. I was going to do it at 10, but I didn't
do
it.
Did you do it?
No, didn't do it.
Do you have any resolutions?
I'm not much on resolutions because I think, although I am in terms of, and this is not meant to sound crassly commercial, but I really do want this year, I find the summertime was fine. But when I get off of the exercise wheel, that is the constant working physically on the farm, I've noticed that I succumb. And I don't know what it was this year. Richie, what did we do around Thanksgiving that sent me over the edge? Something started or happened, or I don't even remember what it was, but I remember I started eating more. And my problem is that I have a sweet tooth, love the stuff. And so now I have decided exercise in terms of bulking up. I have been, during the course of my life, pretty muscular, and I have in some parts of my body, it has diminished, shall we say. And I'm determined
It's moved around.
It has moved around. So between the MetaFast diet and there's a gym on the corner of Beverly and Gardner in Hollywood, it'll be about a four-block walk from me, from the little house that I'm going to live in for a couple of months. I'm going to go there every day that I'm not on the road.
Good for you.
And work to move stuff around.
You used to have a more rigorous workouts regimen.
No, I did. Yeah, I had a trainer.
Had a trainer. Even in the summertime when he was working on the farm, he had a trainer come every single day.
Yep. But with economic realities, Richie, economic realities.
I was just about to ask how can we all do that.
Maria.
I would say
can I just make a suggestion that it's not every day?
Yeah, hold on a minute. What did you say, Marie?
I was going to say that I think all of us, as we get older, struggle with how to keep in shape, and I was just actually doing it on my way to the gym this morning, speaking to my sister, who is just sort of very thin, looks great, hasn't worked out in, you know, a year, and is coming to the gym, getting up at 4:30, 5 o'clock, and going to the gym with me. And we were saying, every day is a struggle. Every
Well, it's one of the most horrible ways to spend time that I know of. Some people love it. I don't like it at all because I find it mentally unstimulating.
We're going to go hiking.
Here's the trick. I mean, I've joined every gym. And I've failed after 6 months because I just get bored of going to the gym, sitting on the treadmill, on the bike, lifting the weights, whatever, it's cool. And I know that you set goals, and Maria has found something, and I believe this has worked for me. You find something you really, truly enjoy. And for me, it was the goal in Taekwondo.
The outcome is what I enjoy, getting there.
See, but that for me isn't like, okay, I want to be at this weight 5 pounds less, and I want to be at this weight.
No, it isn't about weight. Weight is not the same. Well, this is, man, I was going to take exception to what you said about your friend who is, or is it your sister, who is thin. Thinness doesn't carry the day other than in some figmentary, imaginative place.
Being in the shape you want to be.
Being in shape, and more people are understanding, both men and women, that muscle is what saves the day. You don't have to look like a bodybuilder, but good muscle helps your skeleton, helps your everything about you stay together. And if you're too thin, you have no muscle, you can't keep it together, you will be sick.
But if you have an event.
It's not just muscle, it's cardio, it's health, it's what's going on inside.
But I'm talking about the cardio is one thing, but the muscle that you have to hold it all together, you must have muscle in order to keep yourself together. And the more you do it as you get older, the better you will be, and the better you will look, and the better you will feel. It's getting, though, it needs, I think what I have in my mind is that I want somebody to be with me. Someone, I want to work out with somebody of the opposite sex. What?
That's
why I do classes.
Well, yeah, because you're with other people. Yeah,
I need the company and B, the peer pressure. Yeah. And if I don't show up for a day or two days, my friends are emailing
where
me.
Where are you?
And everybody's like, where were you the other day?
Good. That's good. And that's the way of supporting
the instructor.
But I want to hear Maria's secret.
I'm listening to this and I'm like, I'm dying to get into this conversation.
All right, go ahead, Maria. You don't have to die now. You're alive.
I just, you know, I think that maybe it's the mental approach that you're taking that does, I mean, first of all, doing too much running is not a good thing either. You have to mix it up. Mm-hmm. And like Doug, what I've learned in my old age is that you shouldn't work out every single day because it's the off days where
your body
muscle
grows.
Is building.
Right.
So, you know, I used to be a 7 day a week runner and now
running's bad for your back, your neck, your shoulders,
you know,
your hips.
I'm not
going
to convince anybody to run. But there's plenty of things to do. You know, do Zumba, you know, the Zumba dance in one day and then do the bike for another.
The kettle weights are a new thing that seem to be attracting a lot of people.
Including being hypnotized. I have tried everything. And the only thing that works for me is making the commitment and just saying and grinding through it. When my eyes open at 4:30,
but don't you feel better when you're moving? When your body is moving, doesn't take all the weight aside don't you just feel better?
I'm dying at night. I never want to go to Taekwondo at night.
Why is that?
But then once I get there and start moving, I could be walking dead when I walk through the door, but then 10 minutes after I start moving and getting ready, I'm ready. Man, let me at you.
Why do you
I'm
think
coming.
That is? Because it does feel so good when you're doing it and after you've done it. But
why
is it so hard to get there?
Because a object in motion stays in motion. I mean, it's just the law of physics, right?
But
so if you move your body, you produce energy, and energy begets energy.
You are
so
smart, Maria.
It's not what it does for me. Okay, I get that. It's how do I get to the point, and if you could bottle this, you'd be a millionaire. How do you get to the point where you like it?
That's what I'm saying. I found three things in my life that I enjoy doing. Mountain biking, racquetball, and Taekwondo. In Taekwondo, I have specific goals. In 2 months, I will test for this belt. In another 2 months, I will test for that belt. And it's not crazy goals. And it took me a little over 2 years to get to the black belt. But you have specific goals that are obtainable.
Right, you can achieve stuff.
And it's fun.
My goals are really modest, and that is just to get up and do it every day.
But the black belt needs to be set at 34 inches, Richie. 16 past the hour on good day.
Good luck with that.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know. Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Skybikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
During Rite Aid's Resolution Rewards, you can resolve to get savings on top of your savings with your Wellness Plus card. Like a $20 plus up reward when all your purchases, now through January 22nd, add up to $100 or more on thousands of specially marked products all over the store. You'll also be entered to win prizes totaling $100,000 every time you use your card. So make your resolution to earn Resolution Rewards at Rite Aid today. No purchase necessary for sweepstakes. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
19 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with the Boomer Broad Anne Marie here. Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio. Jennifer, well, I haven't heard anything. Clay doesn't have to worry. He's a kid. He doesn't have to worry about his weight. We'd give him another 20 years. He'd be fine. And so we're talking about, but it really does. It all boils back down to losing weight. New Year's resolutions almost always are lose weight, stop smoking, I'm going to be better with my friends, handle my finances better,
By the way, ABC did a poll, and 70% of the people that make resolutions about smoking and weight don't keep them.
You're looking at that the wrong way. 30% did.
Yeah, I suppose that's the way.
Well, that's true.
That's fantastic.
True. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that is a good rating. Richie.
That's a number.
Yeah.
30% is not insignificant. That's a great number.
That is a good number. All right.
Yeah, well, especially on the smoking side, definitely.
What did you say on the what side?
Especially when it comes to smoking, for sure.
Yeah, smoking, and you stop smoking and you start your exercise. Watch your weight. It is as much as we can talk about smoking, and we had one story last month. There must have been 14 different things, including the $72 million award that went to the family of the woman who contended, the family contended that P. Lorillard, manufacturers of Kent's, went out of their way to attract black young girls to start smoking their cigarettes. And this woman did that. She died at 72, and they sued Lorillard, and the jury gave them $1 million for every year of her life. And good luck. I'm glad that they did. They should have given them $172 million. Not anything to teach these people a lesson. Now they're going, because they can't get anywhere in America much anymore, they're going overseas to sell their death to people in mostly Asia. Again, they give them the cigarettes free until they get them hooked, and then they start. It's just disgusting.
That's how we wage war on other countries now.
Yeah, right, correct. All right, Anne Marie, thank you. Happy New Year.
Send
21
Marvel, man.
After to the Good Day program, we subscribe our oath of allegiance.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Ad Council.
Let's get into our birthday celebration. For those of you who have today as your birthday, boy, I just remember my sister's birthday is the 7th. When is that? 7th is Friday. Richie, remind me to call my sister.
Got it.
Linda, all right? No, wait a minute. It's the 9th.
Come on,
I mean, Elvis's is the 8th, hers is the 9th. That's it.
Yes.
9th is when? Sunday? All right. I forget it, probably. I don't like to
remember. You know how I remember Elvis's birthday is the 8th?
How?
Gary Busey. One of his best lines from the movie Taxi Cab.
Mm-hmm.
I don't work on January 8th.
Yeah,
Elvis's birthday.
Happy birthday to Don Shula, the most winning football coach in professional football.
Great guy.
Don Shula's birthday, born this day, 1930. You know who the most winning football coach ever was in D3?
In D3?
Division
D3?
No. Division
College.
3.
What do they call it? Division 3?
Where? College?
Yeah.
Who?
Paul Herneman, late coach of the Heidelberg student princes. You know, I was at, where was I? Oh, a friend of mine, Bob's brother-in-law, as a matter of fact, Carl Dickens, who is a radio guy. We worked together at the CBS in San Francisco, and Bob's wife's father passed away, so everybody's at the home, a big family, wonderful. I've been down there a couple of times, and Carl and I were talking. He grew up in Tiffin. And he went to Columbian High School, and he worked at WTTF. I've known the guy for 35 years. I never knew he grew up in Tiffin, and never knew he worked at TTF.
And he never knew you went to Heidelberg.
Never knew I went to Heidelberg.
And sat on the Board of Trustees.
Never knew that until this week.
Wow.
It's amazing how. Anyway, we were talking about, the guys in the room, they're all sitting around. It was Sunday afternoon, and they were all watching a football game, and I'm talking to Carl, and there's a thing, and then somehow or other, the student princes came up, and everybody in the room started laughing. And, you know,
because we all like that.
Do. Yeah. You know, if Jimmy's listening now, he knows what we're. I want to get rid of the student princes. I'm the only one on the Board of Trustees.
Why get rid of them? Just rename them.
I don't know. It's just foolish. Anyway, but Herneman was one of the winningest coaches in the history of.
Hey, Jimmy, I'll sit on the board to rename the student princes.
Yeah, right. You can vote with me.
Yeah.
Anyway, what was that? Oh, so Herman, anyway, was the winningest coach.
Name him the student girls.
Shula. Right.
Well, the student queens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, next, that was Mark Hollis's birthday. We just celebrated Mark Hollis, who's for the group Talk Talk. Patty Loveless is 53 today. A lot of people like her music. Diane Cannon, whose real name is Samio Friesen. Her birthday is today.
Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
She's 73. She was in Haas and Pfeffer Incorporated.
Schlemiel Schlemazel.
What movie is that from?
Roberta Shirley.
Oh, Roberta Shirley. That's what I said. All right. Are you all yelling at me? Give me a break, will you, please? Schlemiel Schlemuga.
Hassan Friesen Incorporated.
Let's see. Michael Stipe today, Richie.
Stipe.
Is it Stipe? Oh, it is Stipe.
Stipe.
Here's the Stripes. This is a good song. Marie and I agree that we like this song. Grammy Award-winning singer from Losing My Religion. Song called Out of Time in 1991 got him his Grammy. He was in R.E.M., but he was also on his own, I think, wasn't he?
No, mostly R.E.M. Really? And I don't really ever remember that. But you guys like this because this is when he sold out to the commercial.
It's a good pop song. Yeah. I like pop hits. I like pop music.
Back when R.E.M. was a college rock band or an alternative rock band doing the college circuit, man. They did music.
But you see, Richie, this the pop stuff, the reason that we're off of it now is because the pop music today is so bad. But this is still in the era when pop music was fun. I mean, you go back to whenever music on the radio showed up, pop music, back to the hits of the 40s even, that you can still listen to on Sirius. That stuff, some of it, the upbeat stuff, is fun to listen to.
Yeah.
The stuff that Harry Connick Jr. performs, that Brian Setzer performs.
Yep.
Abuba, all that up-tempo stuff from that era of music to, not to today, because not much of it around. A little bit.
Sure there is.
But this
just
is
don't
good.
Play it on the radio.
This is good pop radio. Yeah. 28 after on Good Day.
Cities can be dangerous for migrating birds.
They, unfortunately, will fly into buildings.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Nights and cloudy days are confusing for birds in the asphalt jungle.
So Chicago has initiated a lights out program, and they're able to reduce the number of collisions that migrating birds have with tall buildings.
Alicia King coordinates the Urban Bird Treaty Program. Run by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, Chicago has also added more greenways and signs that explain which birds are flying through.
St. Louis in Missouri, Portland, New York City, Anchorage, Alaska, Nashville, Tennessee, and Houston.
Each city receives money to make changes that include citizen science programs and school and business activities.
We have funding up to $70,000 for each new city.
That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
If you're a veteran of Iraq or Afghanistan, like me, coming home can be harder than expected. But it turns out I wasn't alone.
At IAVA.org, there's a free online community of thousands of vets who've got your back. Whether it's managing the transition home or everyday stuff
like finding a nice sweater for my dog.
Sweater?
Okay, maybe not that. Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America is there for you. Join our community at IAVA.org.
We got your back.
Brought to you by IAVA and the Ad Council.
Yeah, I'm tired of making the same old thing for dinner every night, and I know of it.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Thank you very much.
Good day.
Looks like a good day. Sounds like a good day to me. You can check the video out at gooddayshow.com. The stream every day here.
Waving my hands about.
Waving my hands about. I have on my green and white Oxford. This is a
like
soccer.
A rugby shirt.
Yeah,
it's like
rugby shirt. That's what it is, yeah.
You like those rugby shirts, don't you?
I do, yeah. I like them. A lot of room in them.
Yeah.
And they're easy. When you wash them, you don't have to iron them. I know Maria irons her underwear, but for the most part, most of us don't do that sort of thing. Yeah, of course she
does. Yes, I iron everything that goes on my body.
Everything.
Do you really?
Everything.
I hardly iron anything.
How do you don't iron? You don't iron your bra.
Yeah, how do you do that?
She doesn't wear
no,
it.
No, I don't. I mean, I don't
wear
and I don't wear underwear. I wear a thong. Thank you very much.
Hi, Maria Bailey from Mom Talk Radio, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden. The new edition of Huckleberry Finn is out, and it has lost, thanks to those who are correcting the fate of the world, the N-word, the N-word, New South Books, new edition of Mark Twain's Adventures of Huckleberry Finn, will remove all instances of the N-word.
What are they going to replace it with?
Rich, that's a question yet
to
be determined. All they're doing is touting the fact that they have lost the word. And apparently they're going to replace it with slave, in fact.
Mm.
Slave.
I thought they were going to use African-American.
No, no. The new book will also remove the word Injun. Remember Injun Joe and the... So what good is Huckleberry Finn then if you don't have Injun Joe? I don't know about the N-word. I don't care about that. But Injun Joe, without Injun, we've changed. This is not American... This is not American literature. This is some phony PC.
Yeah, I'm torn on this. I mean, it's a horrible word. The N-word is a horrible word.
Yeah, it is. But race matters in these books. This is how people express themselves when the book was written.
Yeah.
Are these going to be the all of the new releases of this book won't have it in there, like
yes.
from the main publication?
I'm trying to remember. Yep. I mean, I told you that I'd bought Huckleberry Finn for Sean, and we read it. And we read it probably, I don't know, 6-8 months ago.
Yeah.
And I don't remember. And if the N-word was there, I should
remember
have skipped it.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have read it.
So those who are yelling censorship, do they have a case? What do you, Clay, you're on this. You remember reading Huckleberry Finn, or you remember reading anything when you were in school?
Well, mostly at school I would not read whenever they wanted me to. But I actually did read this book. But I think I'm on the side that it's censorship. How is it not censorship?
Yeah.
Isn't it better to have the conversation with your kid when
see,
you're reading
that's
it?
The, yeah.
Right. Yeah, this is what this word means. It's why it's not to be used. In a sense.
I don't know that I was ready to have it with Sean when he was 5 years old.
No, but. You should need we had to wait till he's about 9.
Yeah.
But this is like deleting all... This would be like if they deleted all traces of slavery from our school textbooks.
Mark Twain's book, it says, here's the publisher's word. Mark Twain's book has been one of the most often misunderstood novels of all time, being accused of perpetuating the prejudice that it criticizes. And if you read the book, you understand that Twain... disdained use of the word in the way that he used it in the book, but the people who are editing it are too stupid.
And he loves Jim.
To get
that.
He's
the only person on the face of the planet that he loves.
Right. They take it out of context. The people who are editors now are stupid. The people who are publishers are stupid. Americans are becoming stupid. You know, Pierre, you may be right about the stupid Americans.
I told you about this. Sooner or later, they would take out everything.
Yeah.
It'll be all fluffies.
It's more,
fluffy stuff.
Wasn't there a conversation and some criticism of TBS editing out some of the really nasty stuff in
The
Godfather? Yeah, that too. Yeah. The down and dirty melon farmer.
Well, can I just ask one question about
Please.
The N-word?
Yes, you may.
That I just don't understand. I agree. Don't get me wrong when I ask this question. I agree it is not a good word. Yeah. But then why do all the rap singers, why is it acceptable for them
it's acceptable.
To use the word?
They, people ask this question all the time. It is what it is. Who knows?
Because they use it in a different context.
No, they don't.
Brother.
No, they don't use it in a different
sure
context.
They do.
No, they use it to refer to one another. They're black.
Yeah, no. I know, but they don't use it in the same context as which...
It's not a nasty...
The derivative, yeah.
It's a way for them to, like, rise above the oppression of the past by saying, like, we're above that, we don't care about it, and you better not say it.
No, I don't...
It's kind of like girls calling each other the B word.
Right.
Which is also a big thing.
Yeah. What can guys call each other and have it be okay?
The D word.
I'll tell you in the break, Doug.
The D word?
You know what Rich called you yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, he called me a dumbass yesterday.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
The D word.
Hey, dumbass.
No. Hey, don't get cute there, kid.
Oh.
Overplay your part. Richie's okay for Richie to say that.
Yeah.
Hardly okay for you to say it.
Jeez, Clay. No,
yeah.
I think
we got it.
I can't believe you just gave me permission. Usually we're yelling at each other when we do that one.
Yeah, that's all right. But then we start laughing after.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I sent an email to Richie yesterday.
You had to see the email Doug sent me yesterday.
My favorite
is beautiful.
Start acting like a professional. I am a professional. Start acting like a professional.
He sent me this email yesterday. What is it? Hold on a minute. I got it right here.
All right.
It's beautiful. It basically says, thanks for putting up with me.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very sweet.
Afterwards, I think I referred to you as you are.
Yeah, and then you have to slide back with something.
Right. Yes, of course. Right. So the video of the day, speaking of politically correct, this is now they ruined it for whoever they are, the publishers and the wimps that these people have to somehow or other respond to or they have to answer to. So here we have this Captain Owen Honors. Who is, he was for about 5 minutes, the commander of the USS Enterprise. And because somebody doesn't want him there, these videos were released that he produced about 4 years ago that were questionable. I mean, all of this stuff comes about. You can find a reason to question whether it made good sense for a guy. And I understand now why they might not give him. As a matter of fact, I think the chances are probably 99-1 that his career is over. He's not going back on that ship. They're going to put him back there. Because it flies in the face of what special interest groups want to see happen. And not to say that what they want is wrong, but you know what? At least once in your life, you have made a serious blunder. You've made a serious mistake. You have done something and you close your eyes and think to yourself, my God, why did I say that? Why did I do that? Please forgive me. So if that's the case, can that be applied to Captain Honors? And does he get a second chance? My guess is probably because of the nature of the indiscretions, the sexual stuff and the homophobic stuff, that he doesn't get a second chance. So anyway, our poll today, and I'm not by any means embracing what he did. I think he was foolish. I don't agree with his point of view. I think there's much too much of this stuff, especially in the service. But it appears, I never heard of the guy before, frankly, but I spent 4 or 5 hours here going through his career and what he did with these videos and all that stuff. And my gut tells me that he's probably pretty good at what he does. And he also is probably pretty good at trying to build a morale up of the people who work around him.
Yeah,
and
that's evident by the support that he's getting.
He's guilty of being a little too close to those who serve under him. I think you can make that argument.
Uh-huh.
But I also think in this circumstance, as somebody pointed out, it costs well over $1 million to train a guy like this. So you're going to throw him literally overboard to the sharks because he was insensitive. He was offensive.
He used bad judgment.
He didn't. So then people will say, well, if that judgment is that bad there, how can we trust him to run the largest aircraft carrier in the world with 5,800 people on it?
It's a good question.
That's a question.
I mean, I'm a moron sometimes, but
you are,
I can push these buttons pretty well.
Yeah. The
sometimes.
Wait a minute. Let me review today so far. Anyway, the poll question, the videos depicting shipboard pranks compiled by Captain Honors are A, truly offensive, Honors should retire. There's that should again. Clay, will you get with the program? B, a major morale boost and downright funny. And C, bad but not damning. So tell us what you think about all of this. It will be a discussion I'm sure that we'll have for probably a few days. Until, you know, what happens is these things all blow up, news media gets a hold of him, and you never hear about him again. He just disappears into the sunset. What happens?
No, it's a great news story. Everybody grabs it, runs with it.
Yeah, 16 and a half before the hour, and good day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol. And I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic tablet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
In times of danger and disaster,
in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home. Wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
Doug Stephens, good day. You program at 13 before the hour. Maria Bailey, Jennifer Horn, Clay Cohut, Rich McFadden. I'm looking at two or three headlines about this suicidal man that jumped to his death into a trash pile.
Yeah. This guy's tried to commit suicide like three times in the last month and keeps failing.
Right. Yeah.
Don't you know that must just depress you even more? You can't even kill yourself.
Jumps out of a ninth floor window. But he ends up in a big heap of garbage that has been uncollected because of the snowstorm.
Aww.
And we probably shouldn't laugh about
this. Did he die?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. 26 years old. His name is Vangelis Kapatos.
He's a Greek.
Really, Richie, you think?
Yeah.
What's the first clue you have on
apparently
that?
His mother or father just went back to Greece and he can't pay his rent.
Katerina Kapatos went
She's
back.
The one who still lives here. He's about to be evicted. Yeah. And... so he's so depressed over being evicted and just not making it. It's a sad story.
Antonio, he's taken to Bellevue. He's in stable condition.
Did he ever get out of Bellevue?
Bellevue is, for the most part, a mental.
Yeah.
New York's a mental institution. It's kind of like Bridgewater State.
He was in there and released.
State. Yeah, he was in and out.
He was in and released.
Well, I think they can only keep you for 72 hours.
This is how this all works. Now, and this is the cry...
It's
from the
Geraldo Rivera's part.
Here's what the problem is. This is the bottom line. With budgets being cut everywhere, the locals, the county, the state, and even the feds are going to start using this kind of stuff as an excuse for all of these things starting to fall apart. You remember last week I told you about a man who was in prison in Massachusetts. This happened the day after Christmas. For Christmas... The judge lets this guy out.
Oh, yeah.
He was supposedly out on a pass because he had good behavior. He was out on parole once after a murder rap, convicted, got a life sentence, got out, killed somebody else, went back to jail, another murder rap, another life sentence, and he gets out. The third time he gets out, he's robbing a convenience store the day after Christmas. In Stoneham, I think it was, Stoneham, Massachusetts, the guy, 60-year-old cop, comes into the store, doesn't know what's going on, and sees the guy with the gun, takes his gun out. This guy kills him, point blank, 60-year-old guy's got two teenage kids, kills him, and then somehow or other in the chase, he gets what he deserves. He gets killed, too. But in and out of jail, three murders, three life sentences, and the guy gets out and does it again. Mm. Now, and they say, well, the prisons are crowded, you idiots. You've got people who smoke marijuana, who are white-collar criminals who are in there. Get them the hell out.
The two women that just were released for giving one the other sister a kidney.
Right, yeah.
$11.
$11 crime.
Yeah. And now, yesterday or the day before in Ohio, some woman sheriff or deputy sheriff gets killed by another guy. I believe the story is that he got out on some kind of Christmas furlough, and he was robbing something, and this woman showed up or somehow answered. No, it was a domestic. That one may have been a domestic call. I can't quite remember now. All I know is that she's dead, and that whoever perpetrated the crime was someone that was let out of jail, and they had. You see, the system is all wrong. What is the matter with us that we don't wrap ourselves around this? We all agree. There's not two people who have a brain in this country that don't agree. The system is completely bagonged up. Bleep, bleep, bleep. And so we're doing this sort of thing to ourselves. Again, our destruction comes from there. What are you saying wow about?
Just you. You're all riled up.
I am. This sort of drives me crazy. That guy should have never been out of jail in Massachusetts. A poor guy, the cop, looked like a sweet guy. Ugh, disgusting. 51 after the hour on Good Day.
What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked. Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Use as directed.
It's that time of year, taking the oath of office and getting to work. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with news that matters. In some cases, it's a changing of the guard. In others, it's the continuation of an administration. But here in early January, you do get a slew of swearing-in ceremonies. We had several yesterday, a number of governors taking the oath. Let's start in Phoenix, Arizona.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
According to the best of my ability, so help me God.
And with that, Jan Brewer began her first full term as Arizona's governor. Brewer, a Republican, took over in 2009 when Democrat Janet Napolitano left to become Homeland Security Secretary. In her speech, Governor Brewer did not shy away from her controversial stance on illegal immigration.
We will have a border region and beyond that works. It will be one that is both safe and accessible, and enhances the competitiveness and the quality of life for Arizona and Mexico.
Elsewhere, state of California, as Yogi Berra once said, it's deja vu all over again. Jerry Brown first took the oath of office 36 years ago as governor, and he served two terms. His third term began yesterday. Part of the oath actually brought back memories of the Jerry Brown who was once nicknamed Governor Moonbeam.
Without any mental reservations.
Without any mental reservation.
Or?
Really, no mental reservations.
Governor Brown then became quite serious in addressing his state's financial condition, an estimated $28 billion budget deficit.
When dealing with a budget gap in the tens of billions, there's far more than waste and inefficiency that we have to take out.
And one more oath of office to share, Nevada, where Brian Sandoval became the first Hispanic governor of that state yesterday.
And faithfully.
Perform.
All the duties.
Of the office.
Of
governor.
Listen, you can't blame Sandoval for being in a rush. You really need to deliver the oath in bigger chunks, not one word at a time. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
In the east, just cold enough with a bit of snow in the air. That's how we like our skiing in January. The New Year's warm-up is behind us. Snowmaking and grooming have been out for at least 24 hours at many resorts, and they're restoring that nice, smooth, groom-packed powder snow. Some natural snow in the air helping out as well. Stratton in southern Vermont, riding strong on 76 runs for almost 30 miles of skiing. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont. They're top to bottom with three peaks, about two dozen runs open at Smuggler's Notch. Wachusett in eastern Massachusetts, riding day and night. They have 17 trails. Hidden Valley in Pennsylvania, riding on a couple of dozen trails. They're open until 8 o'clock tonight. Out west, you'll find the fresh patch powder everywhere you turn, like at Wolf Creek, Colorado, where they picked up over 4.5 feet in the last 6 days. They have 42 miles open, riding strong. Grand Targhee checks out 74 runs in Wyoming. They have 45 miles of skiing. Heavenly California with 4,800 acres, riding strong at full operation. Schweitzer in Idaho with over 90 runs from 7 lifts. More details at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
On Wall Street, the first trading session of the new year brought a new two-year high for the Dow yesterday, up 93 points, closing at 11,671, S&P up 14, NASDAQ with a 39-point gain, crude oil up 17 cents a barrel to $91.55. On Capitol Hill, House Republicans will introduce legislation this week attempting to repeal the new federal health care reform law. We are told the vote will take place January 12th with a procedural vote scheduled for this Friday. Democratic senators wrote a letter to incoming House Speaker John Boehner saying they will block the legislation if it passes the House. President Obama signed the measure into law last March. Couple of closing notes. First, an update on the multi-state lottery known as Mega Millions. Last Friday night, New Year's Eve, nobody matched all the numbers for the $242 million jackpot, so we were told the next drawing, which is tonight, would be worth $290 million. But with larger-than-expected lottery ticket sales over the weekend in the 41 states and Washington, D.C., where Mega Millions is played, tonight's jackpot has been raised to $330 million. The odds of hitting the big jackpot, 1 in 175 million, which is better than 0 in 175 million. Finally, talk about hitting the jackpot, we bring you another of those stories of a baby born at the stroke of midnight, New Year's Day. This one in Aurora, Colorado. Her name, Emma Alfaro, who wasn't due until January 12th. Desiree is her mom. Jose is her dad. Desiree said it was dad who wanted to move things along.
Right before my water broke, where I was laying there, and he's like, I just want my baby out already. And literally 2 seconds later, like it...
It happened?
It happened.
It happened. So let me get this straight. Jose said he wanted his baby out, and out she came. Jose Powell, take it from a dad of two teenage daughters. That may be the last time your daughter ever does what you tell her to. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.